Chapter 7. The Idea. There was a lot of activity in the secondary school after the headmaster announced the fundraising project. There were teams of 3 or 4 students in almost every class, from the 12-year-olds in Year 7 to the oldest students in Year 13. There were many ideas. Some teams wanted to bake cakes and sell them during the school breaks. Others wanted to take photographs of people and sell them for £1 each. One team got permission to give private lessons, but the school committee stopped a project called We'll Do Your Homework. Helen, Bobby and Lisa decided that they wanted to try organising parties and other events. "We've only done one birthday party, Gregory's," Helen said to the others, "but everyone liked it very much. The children loved all the games, the decorations and the food." "Yes, several parents spoke to me after that," Bobby said. "They asked me to organise their children's parties too." The fundraising project started on the 12th of January, a week after the Christmas holidays. 3 weeks later, Helen, Bobby and Lisa were doing a children's party every week. They also served food and washed dishes at adults' parties. This made money for the building fund, but they soon understood that it wasn't enough to win the competition. "The beauty team in Year 10 are making much more money than us," Lisa said one day while they were walking along a corridor. "After school and at weekends, the girls in the team go to people's houses and do their hair. Their prices are much lower than at the hairdressers. Sometimes a woman invites her neighbours, and then the team can do several women at the same time." "I'm much more worried about the school newspaper," Bobby said.
"Why?" Helen asked. "There's only one every week."
"I know," Bobby said, "but the real money doesn't come from selling the newspaper. It comes from the adverts. They're now selling the newspaper in 4 other schools in this area, so nearly all the shops in the shopping centre and the high street are putting adverts in the newspaper." "So the lesson is this," Bobby continued. "We have to think bigger, much bigger. Children's parties are nice, but even if we work separately and do 3 parties at the same time, we won't make as much money as the newspaper."
"Why don't we do a St. Valentine's Day party for the entire school?" Helen asked.
"That's a good idea," Lisa said. "The problem is where to do it."
"We can get 400 people into the school hall," Helen answered. "We'll only invite years 10 to 13. Then we can do it there."
"Think big," I said. Bobby insisted. "We can get about 1,000 people into the leisure centre. That's the entire school and everyone's parents and friends too." His eyes were full of enthusiasm. Lisa wasn't sure.
"Do students really want to go to a party with their parents?" she asked.
"So let's have a costume party," Helen said, "and everyone must wear a mask. That should be okay."
"But where will we find the money?" Lisa asked.
"It costs a lot of money to organise a big party like that. St. Valentine's Day is in 2 weeks. If we sell the tickets first and then use that money for preparations, we won't have enough time. We have to start now."
"You're a member of the leisure centre, Helen," said Bobby. "Perhaps they'll give us their hall for free if our party isn't at the weekend."
"I'll ask them," Helen said, "and we have to think about food too."
Lisa had an idea. "Perhaps local restaurants will be prepared to contribute some food," she said. "We'll give them a lot of publicity if they help us. We can tell them that."
"What will we do if they don't want to help?" Helen asked.
"Well, they'll probably agree if the others are contributing to such a good project," Bobby answered.
"That's an excellent idea, Bobby," said Lisa. "And if we ask a lot of restaurants, each one will only have to prepare food for about 60 people."
"But will the restaurants want to work together?" Helen asked. She saw her friends' faces and said,
"I'm sorry if I'm being difficult, but it's better to look at all the possible problems before we start."
"You're right," said Bobby, "but you saw that food festival last month on TV. Lots of chefs worked together and prepared a marvellous dinner. It can be like that." He was very excited.
Fine, said Lisa. And what will we do about music?
Well, there are 3 bands in the school, Helen said. We can choose one of them, or perhaps they'll all agree to play together.
Your second idea is better, Bobby said, laughing. They want to play at parties more than anything.
OK, said Helen. And the last thing is, can we sell 1,000 tickets in only 2 weeks?
No problem, Bobby answered confidently. It's going to be a fantastic party, and I'm sure that we'll win the competition.